Text numéro 56. If you let Google have your data, why not the NHS? The government will need to intrude into people's lives more than ever to cope with spiralling demands on the state's finances. In the transition to greener technologies, the need to track who is emitting carbon and where they are doing it will only intensify. Last week's announcement by the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, that he's employing more people to monitor cars coming into the ultra-low emission zone to make sure they are fined is another example of big brotherism that his counterpart in Manchester, Mr. Burnham, decided Mancunians would not allow. The tracking of Britain's vehicles is a matter for agonising discussions among Whitehall officials who want to oversee a switch to electric cars, but know that if they are successful, much of the £25 billion paid each year in fuel tax and the 20% slice of VAT applied to fuel sales will be lost. When electric cars dominate, the Chancellor will need to find an alternative source of income, and that may have to come from the satellite surveillance of zero-emission vehicles, and not just in London. If this direction of travel is inevitable, the 7p a litre increase in fuel duty expected in the budget in October could be a last hurrah. The same imperative applies to the efficient use of public services, which is another troubling subject for civil servants. They want to reform the way services are delivered and welfare is paid against the wishes of large minorities that object to or want to avoid state surveillance. Health Secretary Wes Streeting needs everyone to have a smartphone and the NHS app to streamline services that are costly when provided in the analogue world. Streeting is also wrestling with acute staff shortages, and better use of technology will help him overcome that. If UK households offer their information to the NHS in the way they do to Google or others, health service provision could be cheaper and more effective, and the health service could be a testbed for a national ID card that allows for the digitisation of more areas of government, reducing costs and tackling fraud. Keir Starmer has shied away from a discussion about the impact of digital communications on a population that treasures a false sense of liberty from fending off government intrusion. What would help would be a government that made more of an attempt to both promote the state as a worthy and safe recipient of individuals' digital information and mounted a defence against data intrusion by the private sector. At the moment, we are drifting into an era where we allow private sector control while shunning government attempts to navigate a digital future. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, October 2024.